From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. G7 nations pledge to keep sanctions pressure on Moscow over Ukraine. Speaking at the close of the Group of Seven summit in Germany Monday, President Obama said the G7 leading industrial nations have warned Russia to prepare for stiffening sanctions unless it fully implements a ceasefire to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine.
Here at the G7, we agreed that even as we will continue to seek a diplomatic solution, sanctions against Russia will remain in place so long as Russia continues to violate its obligations under the Minsk agreements.
The sanctions followed what the G7 leaders say is Moscow's involvement in the conflict and its annexation last year of Crimea. Regarding Greece's huge looming debt payment to the International Monetary Fund, the president said Athens is going to have to make some tough decisions.
What it's going to require is Greece being serious about making some important reforms, not only to satisfy creditors, but more importantly, to create a platform whereby the Greek economy can start growing again and prosper.
And he said Iran has a historic opportunity in international negotiations on its nuclear program and said Tehran needs to seize that opportunity. UN negotiators met with Libya's rival governments in Morocco Monday, presenting them with a draft proposal on forming a national unity government. Bernardino Leon is the UN envoy to Libya.
I am full of hope that this draft represents a fair and reasonable way forward that can guide the countries democratic and political transition until the adoption of a permanent constitution.
The UN mission has proposed a multi-part plan for a unity government to meld the two factions, as well as a new constitution and plans for elections to take place after it is implemented. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday called for his country's political parties to act responsibly following elections that ended his ruling majority in parliament. Mr. Erdogan was hoping for a two-thirds majority in the 550-seat parliament so Ankara's constitution could be written, switching from a parliamentary to presidential democracy, giving him more power. His Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party won 41% of the vote, down sharply from the nearly 50% garnered 4 years ago. The Pakistan military says 7 soldiers, 19 terrorists, were killed in intense clashes in a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The military Monday said the firefight occurred in an uncleared pocket along the border with the North Waziristan tribal territory. Somalia's Prime Minister Omar Abdel Rashid El Sharmarki said following a UN Security Council session Monday that al-Shabaab extremists will be defeated by year's end. But he cautioned dealing with the root causes that attract young people to such groups will take time. Meanwhile, the top UN official to Mogadishu, Nicholas Kay, lauded progress made on security and political matters and attributes the success to the international partnership there.
It is first because it is a Somali-led and owned and essentially political process. Second, because it's the result of a unique partnership between African Union, United Nations, and the federal government, as well as the European Union. And then thirdly, it has been a successful so far military operation, although the military is only one component in a comprehensive approach.
He cautioned that Somalia still retains all the problems of a country that still is emerging from decades of conflict. The Nigerian military has begun the task of shifting its command center in the fight against the militant insurgency Boko Haram from Abuja to Maiduguri, the state capital of embattled northeast Borno State. The Defense Ministry also announced the service chiefs of the 4 countries involved in the fight against Boko Haram, that include Chad, Cameroon, and Niger, will meet Tuesday in the Nigerian capital to talk about joint operations. A Sudanese opposition delegation was prevented from leaving Khartoum Monday to meet with other opposition leaders and address the European Parliament. Security officials told them they are on a blacklist and seized their passports. Nepal's political factions have reached an agreement that could lead to the drafting of a long-delayed constitution. The breakthrough agreement was reached late Monday by Nepal's 4 main political parties and would divide the Himalayan country into 8 federal states. Officials said Tuesday a draft constitution now could be written by July and would need a two-thirds majority to pass parliament. The hour's top story, speaking at the close of a Group of Seven summit, President Obama said industrial countries warned Russia to prepare for stiffening sanctions.
That's the latest world news from VOA.